Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Palace of Peace Talk Radio. Sorry, Faith and I are having a few hiccups as we resume our Palace of Peace Talk Radio. Our shows have been off for a while. We've been gathering ourselves, and we're very happy to be back with you today. I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Faith Perrick Hendrickson, who is currently in Hollywood, California. How are you, Faith?
Hey, good morning from Hollywood, California. I guess it's 2 o'clock for you in South Africa, 5 o'clock in the morning for me, so that's not too early. And we're having beautiful summer weather still.
Great. How's things? What's the news on Hurricane Matthew?
The hurricane has left quite a bit of devastation. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
So it's not a hurricane anymore. It's a tropical storm, right?
Yeah, I have not been since probably about 12 hours ago. I haven't had access to the news, but the Caribbean has been left with just such amazing devastation, and there's been a lot of press in Haiti, where I think the death toll is about 1,000 people. But the state also got hit. My home is in North Carolina, and they've had tremendous amounts of flooding in particular. But for those of you who don't know, we did an amazing prayer, thanks to you, that you led through blessing the country of South Africa and including helping with this hurricane that diminished in its strength significantly and eventually became a tropical storm. So thank you for that. Just power outages, flooding, and a lot of work as a result of the damages left behind. Michelle, there's a lot of background interference. Maybe you'll have to go back to your headset. We were trying Michelle's audio to be either with or without a headset. I think we might have to try going back to that. It's almost like I can hear things that aren't there.
Okay, cool. I'm doing that. Is that better, Faith?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, cool. Let me just put you on super high volume so I can hear you.
Okie
dokie. Thanks, Faith, for that update. And thank you, everyone, for joining us today on Palace of Peace Talk Radio. In actual fact, the channeling that Faith was just referring to, which is a free event I will be conducting every month, which is linked specifically to planetary healing. And we did the first one on the 7th of October, which was also a very auspicious day astrologically, which I only actually realized afterwards. So it was so perfect. And we did healing and blessings for South Africa and included United States of America because that is when Hurricane and Matthew was in full force. If you would like to listen to that channeling, please visit my website, www.michellemanders.com, and click on categories, and then it will give you all the different categories, and just go to freebies, and you'll find the channeling in an MP3 version for now available there. And this process can be used with any country. It can be used on a daily basis. Best results are when it's done with groups. And as I say, it's a free product on my website. So please go and take a look and spread the energy and spread the love. So, Faith, we are here today for a very important episode of Life on Earth 101. And the way Life on Earth 101 came into being was on a day where Faith and I were having a conversation, planning and preparing and what to do and how to do it and when to do it and why to do it. And Faith was the one who actually came up with this title, Life on Earth 101. So, Faith, would you like to explain to our listeners how this all came about and what your vision is in terms of us presenting this today and the pearls of wisdom that we can share with our listeners today?
Yes, sure. Thanks, Michelle. I'd love to. There are a lot of people listening that are new to your work, returning to your work, and there's also many listening that are currently involved in the projects. and the information that comes through is very detailed, enormous. It can be difficult to keep up with, and I thought it would be good if we really broke it down from a big in a big picture, but into bite-sized pieces that helped with understanding what's really happening and has happened in the world as it relates to this whopper time of evolution for humanity and Mother Earth that is unprecedented. And I think that having a regular conversation with bringing in and summarizing some of the information specifically with what's happened this year and forthcoming is really mandatory so that we can practically apply what we're being taught and is being explained, because having the information is incredibly important. But many of us then leave the information, finish listening or reading the information that Michelle has at palaceofpeace.net that she's moving to michellemanders.com and adding to it, as well as the things that I've been writing at faithparent.net. How do you actually shift your life? What do we do with this? How do we handle our own lives when the people closest to us have no clue, may not be open to it, don't believe it? Our relationships are affected, our family, our local communities, the world, etc. And even bringing up things that we each go through and how we solve it, I think, is key. So basically, it's really learning how to help our own self and to become aware of our own self as a being. And then we're able to teach others the responsibilities of life, and mostly through living our and leading our own lives. But doing this gives a foundation for your own life, understanding this new world, what has happened, what has changed, what can we expect, and then this new foundation carry you through life, no matter where you are or where others are. And understanding that we're really mastering this material world. So my idea for this show was to use the, first of all, I thought today you could talk about what's happened so far this 2016 with wrapping up the first 12 projects, the Gossamer Grids, what we're doing, what we did in the Blueprint for Transcendent Living, which is the first project of the next 12 as we're in the middle of 2012 to 2020. So really, it's a beautiful time of understanding a higher relationship between yourself, the higher parts of you, and bringing in these new ways for your own life, which changes the world. And we have a show schedule published as well in our recent emails and newsletters. And actually, it'll take us through our main 7 chakras by the time we're done this series before our holiday break. So getting everybody on board, helping people understand that your feet are on an earth that has changed, and what does that mean for you, and perhaps things became unsettled for you during that incredible earth reset we recently had in August. So I said a lot there, Michelle. Was that helpful?
Yes, it was. With all that you were saying there, I was just thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, can I put this together in layman's terms? Please forgive me if what I say perhaps doesn't make sense to you. And Faith, this is where Faith and I work so well together, because I've obviously over 20 years of channeling on a full-time basis, I've developed a vocabulary that is very connected to the information that I receive. And I've realized that that vocabulary not everyone understands. So forgive me if I do use vocab that just, you know, goes over the top of your head. But don't leave, don't go away, because faith has the most incredible knack of just simplifying it. So, and faith has a very, very good knack of sensing and feeling when something might just, you know, go over the top of someone's head. And I'm not saying this because anyone listening is less educated than I am or less anything than I am. It's just a different realm that I indulge in most of the time. And it's my life. It's what I live, breathe, eat, and am part of 24/7. We call them projects, and I think this is where I would like to begin, because when the information was first presented to me, I was sitting in front of my computer doing some work, and suddenly there was just information in my head, and it came through. The information that was coming through is that I need to now structure a platform that is going to facilitate a large group of Earth guardians coming together, and in that group and space, not only doing self-healing, but combining it with healing Mother Earth. And the way that this is done is by focusing on countries across the planet, and each country has a specific energetic signature. And if we look through the ancient history of planet Earth, Mother Earth has been encoded with specific frequencies and energies. And these are not necessarily frequencies and energies that absolutely everyone is going to understand, because these are different areas of interest and speciality. The work that I do is very tied into sacred geometry. Intimately, and I mean intimately, interwoven with astrology and the entire vista of cosmic laws. So there are so many dimensions of where this energy is coming from, but it's perfectly balanced with Mother Earth. And the main theme of this work, which we called the umbrella project, is called Aquarian Rising 2020, the Aquarian Rising 2020 Projects of Light, in fact. And initially, it has been focusing on preparing us as individuals, preparing our communities, our country, and by doing this, we are preparing everyone to wake up to the very important truths in life, which is what we have been attached to in what is often referred to as the old world, is in actual fact an illusion. Many will dispute this because there is the lack of understanding or comprehension regarding different dimensions, the fact that so many subtle energies influence us all the time, the fact that we are one, and the way that we are one is through these energetic frequencies that are invisible yet communicate a very powerful and very loud language. And this can often be referred to as group consciousness, mass consciousness. So when we realize that our inner landscape, we need to be aware of the condition of our inner landscape, and realizing that the condition of our inner landscape even automatically impacts on our external landscape. And the reason why I firmly believe this is because I see it clearly in everything. We are taught as above, so below. As within, so without. The macrocosm and the microcosm. Therefore, whatever is going on inside of us impacts our external reality. And when there are more than three or four people feeling the same way and projecting a specific energy signature, be it fear, negativity, judgment, gossip, criticism, that creates an energy. And that energy, if it's fed enough power, eventually manifests into a situation. We've also been taught like attracts like, and misery loves company. I mean, that's another really good way to describe this. So when we just take those minor facts into consideration, and these are scientifically proven facts, it's no longer, some kind of new age whim or anything else in terms of consciousness now just being a figment of the imagination. So when we see our collective power and the power we have to make a difference in the world, this is what our projects actually are harnessing on a very deep core level. And this deep core level is connected to people all over the world who have a very deep connection to Mother Earth and who intuitively and instinctively feel within their hearts that they have a specific role to perform with Mother Earth. And all of us whom I call the Ambassadors for Peace, and the Ambassadors for Peace program is something else that we will be launching in the not-too-distant future and is part of the Emerald Academy that will also soon be launching. And what we are finding and have found is since 2012, when we first began working on the project and physically traveling to some of these countries, the most phenomenal shifts have happened in our lives personally, and we've also seen the impact of that energetic work that's conducted at the actual geographic location manifesting huge change within those countries too. And we started these projects in December 2012, and I mean started these projects on this level. We started in December 2012, traveling to Egypt, and fast forward now until August of this year, where we were in Romania, and I've traveled to approximately 25 countries. And in all these places, we've done planetary Earth work, and we can see that things are changing. Although it is a handful of us in comparison to the masses who are still asleep, it shows how powerful our light is, because the love that we are harnessing for Mother Earth by loving ourselves even more through the process emanates such a powerful ripple of energy. And this is why we are referred to, or the Ascended Master to my channel, referred to us as love, light, peace generators. And with the first 12 projects, we focused primarily on really dealing with some very deep and dark stuff within ourselves, within different realms of Mother Earth, different dimensions. And those 12 projects were insanely revealing, and those 12 projects completely changed my life. The power of these projects brought to the fore the depths of my deepest core issues. And I mean, in 2014 alone, my gallbladder ascended, taking with it 422 gallstones. I kid you not. So that the amount of resentment and bitterness and anger that I had stored in my body as a result of my life story, it came to the fore to be released. And you know, some people were so against me having my gallbladder removed, but medically it had to be done, and I was happy to let that go. And 4 months later, I was diagnosed for the second time with stage 3 melanoma, which had spread to my lymphs. So that was another huge wake-up call. And this all came about during 2014 and the projects that were running at that time. And I always say, you know, cancer saved my life. And I'm so grateful for how my soul and all these energies that are present during these projects, how they work so intricately with us, penetrating things within our consciousness that we are consciously unable to connect with because it's been suppressed or repressed for which, whatever cause throughout our lifetime. And when we work these projects, which I call the projects, we are working with powerful astrological forces. We are working in depth into our own blueprint, which is our astrological chart. I have taken all of my guardians through the most incredible journey of coming to know themselves through this incredible and sacred tool called astrology. And I studied medieval astrology first before I went into any other kind of astrology. And I found medieval astrology to be a fantastic platform, but I also found medieval astrology reflecting the dark ages, medieval times, which was a very dark time. And I am an Aquarius rising, so my primary motivation is to upgrade energy. I'm connected to science and knowledge and technology. That just makes, you know, all my cylinders purr like a kitten. And I love gathering information. I'm like a sponge. So this is just so incredible when you start joining the dots and seeing how much love is present in our lives on a day-to-day basis. But we have been taken through a 4-year process of deconditioning us from all the past issues that plague practically every human being on Earth at the moment. And it's ridiculous to expect that, you know, you can step onto a spiritual path and 2 weeks later, after a workshop or 5, you know the answers to everything and your slate is clean and I'm ascending, I'm out of here, I've done this. It doesn't work that way. So don't resist the changes that come, because it is resisting these changes is saying no to embracing the opportunities that the new earth is presenting us. And all the projects that we've done have addressed a specific level and layer of consciousness. And the first 12 projects focused on the 12 houses of the astrological wheel, but not in depth personally. It was a bonding of our field of light with our blueprint for this lifetime, the map that we were born with. And that was the first layer of sweeping the foundation, clearing the foundation, making everything clean and clear so that the next stage that comes, the energy that is then being anchored, embodies these positively empowering energies where you do experience life with greater clarity, with a deeper sense of purpose. As I say, you know, I've been doing this work for 20 years. The projects that I lead, I channel in real time. And when I'm channeling it and when I am presenting a project, I am going through it with every single one of my guardians. And we were given the most beautiful sacred name by the Ascended Master Kutumi, who merged with an aspect of himself, Henry Cornelius Agrippa, and those two energies merged, became the unique energy that works through me, called Petunia Agrippa. And Mary Magdalene comes through quite often, and Saint Germain is a powerful presence with the Archangel Michael, Lord Metatron, and Melchizedek, who hold the energy foundations of what we are, of what we are doing. And having gone through every single project, as I said, my entire life has changed, and I still have days where things are not going according to my plan. Things do come up, and I have bad days, just like everyone else. But the thing is, the bad days don't debilitate and paralyze me anymore. I am able to quickly connect with the solution because I've learned how to mindfully coach myself through these processes. And this is what I think is sorely lacking in everyone's life, because we have mastered engaging in all the negative, self-destructive aspects of living life on Earth. And the tides have turned. And on the 13th of August of this year, 2016, there was a massive planetary gathering, and it was witnessed by hundreds of thousands of benevolent beings of the light. And I was with my group. We were physically at the Sphinx, at the top of the Bucek Mountains in Romania. And in the heart of the Bucek Mountains, directly beneath where we were standing, there is a highly guarded by the military cave containing 50,000-year-old technology. And this has now been physically proven. It was discovered in 2003 using highly advanced, some kind of imaging device. Sorry, the word's just gone out of my head. Anyway, if you want to know more about it, I suggest you get the book Transylvanian Sunrise by Peter Moon and Radu Sinma. It will blow your mind. And this is now what we are ready to embrace, is the tides have turned. And on the 13th of August, that is when all the beings of the higher world and the beings who live within our inner earth, the ascended masters who go into retreat in Shambhala, in the inner earth, they were all present, and Mother Earth's energy was reset. Patricia Kota-Robles was in Alaska. She was holding the other pillar of energy that we were holding in Romania. And then there was a powerful energy grid that was turned back onto its right side up, which then resulted in the earth flipping right side up energetically. Because when the fallen ascended masters and archangels became involved in hijacking planet Earth with a whole bunch of other malefic beings, one of the things that was done, everything was reversed and turned inside out. So a perfect example is everyone goes outside of themselves to seek answers rather than within. Going outside to a church, listening to a priest or a minister, telling you what you must do and how you must live, and you cannot speak to God unless you come through me. This is all separation consciousness, and now it's being put back the right side up, where we will now instinctively feel the desire to go within. We will feel the urgency to heal these issues, to want to be, to lighten the load and not have to carry all that heaviness. And Katunia Griffith did an awesome channeling in Romania. No, it was before Romania, but he did mention it in Romania, where he spoke about getting rid of all the stinky blankets, and that what we are carrying in the form of all this luggage and baggage and chips on our shoulders and guilt and all sorts of things are like stinky blankets that we need to shrug off. And we will be doing a stinky blanket episode as well. So I cannot even describe the power in what we are doing. The only way I can do it, and always said I can do it, is I am a living, breathing, leading example of this. And I'm very blessed to have people who are still following my work, who have known me for up to 17 years, and who have witnessed my entire life transform. And it's such a blessing, because that shows me that they feel it too. So it's just awesome. So I'm not going to repeat that again. I think I hope I covered it as much as what you suggested or what you asked.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to know that what we're all learning is a whole new way of being. It's like we left planet Earth and went to another planet Earth, that it looks exactly the same. And because of that, we're not aware that it is completely different. Instead of the material world being the priority and that from which our intellect and everything operates, our daily actions, it's like we're learning the language and the availability of stuff in a whole new way. And it does require these spiritual principles first to change what your physical reality is. In our announcement email about this series, there was a link to a newsletter I wrote at the beginning of the year. It's on my website, faithparent.net, on what to expect in 2016. And number one, it is recognizing that unless we are going within and putting that spirituality first, meaning connecting with that higher part of ourselves or that creator, God, goddess inside of us, and shifting into that heart space of self-love, self-worth, etc., then nothing will change. Our intellect is so attached to the old world and to the drama that we can't afford to live that lifestyle in that way anymore. And it's through these projects from this year that we've stepped into the detachment process of that realm and learning how to hand things over and living in a synchronistic way. As a result, where miracles naturally occur. This is more than, you know, for many of us who've been on this path of light work and light warrior work, this is taking all that we have learned about the laws of attraction, et cetera, to a completely different level. And it's here and now. And one of the emails I received from someone was so glad for this recent communication that you and I sent out, because their world turned upside down a few months ago, 2 months ago, and it was in August. So even just bringing through this platform the understanding that what we go through, our nervous system is attached to the nervous system of Mother Earth, and we are one community, living, conscious living being, okay? And to understand that we can't help that these wonderful changes are affecting us and what to do with it is so important. And now how do you move forward from that? Especially the fact that this is how we change the world. It must come from each of us one day at a time. And if you're, I think what's happened for the most of us, I know it did me, I'll speak for myself, is understanding codependency, what that means in each of our lives. And that was our last Blog Talk Radio program, and it was incredibly important information that Kitumi Agrippa was glad that we brought forward over the last two shows on this platform. So I highly recommend that you listen to that and really just understand that, congratulations, okay? You're ready for this. The soul does not experience fear, and whatever challenges you're going through, please know that you are not alone. And when it gets intense for you, it's really your soul detaching. All of our challenges are meant to teach us something, not to do us in. And That was another email that we had received that it was, they're all just so heartwarming and heart-moving, but what's happening is that intellect is attached to old ways, and we've all become experts in that. That's one way to look at it. But engage the heart. The heart has been left out. It's mindful and heartful living. You know, it's a world of compassion when you have it for yourself first. Everything starts with you and inside of you. And through this series, through the rest of this year, we are looking forward to explaining and sharing with you exactly what to do and how to handle it one step at a time so you can ease into it. It's really learning to live life from that peaceful, loving feeling, but you have to be in it. It's just like understanding the power of prayer is there not when you're begging and desperate, but when you enter that inner mansion and that house of peace within, that's where everything can unfold. So learning how to align yourself daily with the intention of light, there's a prayer available for that. There'll be many tools that you can learn by either going to Michelle's website at michellemanders.com and downloading the transcripts or MP3s for the project to Romania, which Michelle has relabeled, if you will, the blueprint for transcendent living, because we are transcending our lives. We're responsible to know ourselves, love ourselves, to transparent ourselves, and realize that everything we've been through has been by design for us to grow on this planet Earth, which is an Earth school, as we rise above as humanity, emotionally, mentally, spiritually growing where the higher solutions are, because we cannot solve the problems in the energy or the lower consciousness that it was created. So it's a very exciting time. We really wish to build a community together where we're in this together, because there's nothing more rewarding and exciting and feeling yourself come alive when you're with like-minded people who want to create and do what you're naturally motivated to do. We each have a primary motivation that brings us joy, and through that we bring our amazing gifts to the world and help shift this world, which it so desperately needs. So hopefully you'll join us next time as we will step into the first of our show as it relates to our origins revealed and what that means, and having practical tools. We invite you to please email me, to interact on our Facebook page that Michelle's created, Palace of Peace. It's an open Facebook page. This platform of Blog Talk Radio also has a space for comments. We just want to help. We want to know what you don't know, what would help you, where are you? And let's step into this new world of creating your own idea of heaven on earth, regardless of what anyone else tells you or feels or maybe imposing upon you. Michelle, what would you like to add to any of that?
I think the most important thing here for everyone to also bear in mind is that with this shift, with Mother Earth's energy being basically turned right side up again, think of how you would feel if you'd been hanging upside down for the past 20 years and someone comes along and suddenly says, you're living upside down, you know, let's turn you right side up. And you are going to feel disorientated and your head is going to throb and you're not going to know where you are. You might feel nauseous, you might fall down before you can find out what it feels like to stand on your feet and actually walk. and be free and not be tied to the tree or whatever it may be. So be patient with this process and be grateful and celebrate the fact that you are in an uncomfortable space. And what I suggest for now, and it's only short term, get comfortable with being uncomfortable for a little while. It is simply the transition phase. And part of this transition phase is the clearing of our belief systems, because belief systems are not based on fact and reality. Belief systems are based on people's perceptions and their experiences. So something might happen that gives you a fright or gives you a scare, or, you know, a parent says something, but it's not necessarily an absolutely truthful fact, yet that belief system becomes a part of your makeup. And this is such an important thing that we can all, in our own time, and it's not going to cost you a single cent, is begin now by being aware, more conscious of your belief systems. Make the effort daily to be conscious of what you say, what you are thinking, what kind of message are you sending into your external environment, and it then reflects it back at you in the form of events and people reflecting exactly what it is that you've put out there. And when you change that frequency and the message changes, initially there's a little bit of static and white noise before you find the next frequency. It's like tuning into a radio station. But the minute you find the right frequency, everything stabilizes again. So you're just going through that phase of the static and you can't hear anything and not sure where anything fits. You will ground yourself by being in your present moment, engaging in life by changing your belief system that you do deserve to rise above all of your struggles, to find a solution to every problem, and believe this, and believe that there is a very powerful higher presence that works through you in every moment of every day, and that presence manifests miracles when love is present. So when we are trusting and having faith, that means we are in a state of love. And in that love, miracles happen because synchronicity can flow. And one of the ways that we can build that energy is through gratitude, being thankful for everything that you have right now. And if you're having a bad day, be grateful and thankful for this opportunity to see what it is in your life that is ready to be healed or addressed or changed. And rather than running away from it, just say to this higher presence, your higher power, God, whatever you call it is, I'm ready now to face this, and I'm ready to trust you to show me the way, and I'm handing this problem over to you, and I will then follow whatever happens. You will not believe the power in those words. So try that for now. We will be back next week with our next show. Faith and I are absolutely committed to helping all of you with no strings attached. And I would also like to invite you to visit my website, michellemanders.com. Go to the freebies section of my website. There are some free channelings there, which includes the 8-8 event, and it includes the 13th of August event that we've been speaking about. Then there is two channelings. The purpose of these times, also the free series I am offering and channeling for those of you who don't know where to start, perhaps you can't afford it, or whatever, doesn't matter what the reason is, that platform is there and there's no strings attached. So that is what we are offering, and Faith collaborates with me in all of these things. So you heard Faith speak about primary motivation as well. If you would like to know more about your primary motivation, which includes your astrological wheel, then please contact Faith. And she is brilliant at putting together the theme of what your primary motivation is. Faith, how can our listeners get hold of you?
Thank you, Michelle. Primary motivation is that work is just amazing. It's life-changing. I would highly recommend it. You can reach me at my website, which is faithparent.net, or email me at faith@faithparent.net. And, you know, basically, as Michelle was saying, we're learning that our challenges that have just brought us down to our knees for all of us are now gifts and opportunities for incredible solutions. So please don't give up. Know yourself. The only way that I know that the angelic hosts or the ascended masters and the angelic beings that I've been working with, and by the way, Saint Germain brought me to Michelle's work back in October 2009. Oh, happy anniversary. It was amazing how much Michelle and I are in alignment with our intention and in service in this lifetime, which has brought us this wonderful, important relationship to me personally, but to this work that we're committed to doing together, and still being individuals. But this is like a dream come true for me and how I have wanted to work here on this earth. So looking at belief systems, as Michelle has said, learning how to understand daily, it's a new daily life and a new daily spiritual practice, whether you had one or not. And I just hit a huge glass ceiling, another one for my own personally, struggling over the last week. But knowing what to do and what is going on is everything. Because mostly what happens is we don't know what to do. We don't know what's going on. And as Michelle explained, this midpoint between 2012 and 2020 of this reset of Mother Earth in August has shifted everything. We're walking right side up after being hung upside down, and it means learning how to, that what used to be down is now up, blah, blah, blah. So our response to everything must change and not be so reactive. So, yes, the primary motivation and understanding what's behind it for you, if it's love-based, fear-based, that that's a system that pushes through you in your unique way, is extremely important.
Great. Thank you so much, Faith. And, yes, I also cannot rave enough about primary motivation. But everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. I really, really hope that you're going to be joining us for our entire lineup for October and November, looking at the different aspects of life on Earth, on the New Earth 101. And in the new year, we will be including special guests to also come and give their input, and we will be addressing all things different. We'll have a doctor who will be speaking with us, some people who live off the grid, who birth at home, educate their children at home, lots of really cool stuff that can also shed light on some of the impulses you might be feeling. So thank you, Faith. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And we'll see you same time, same place next week, and share our episode with anyone who you feel will benefit from it. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio if you would like updates on all our upcoming episodes. Thank you, Faith. Thank you, everyone. Have an awesome afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you may be. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.